Okay, so today is September, are we on the 15th today? 15th, 2010. And we're doing lesson number 227, Swinging Bent Legs to Straighten. And okay, so let's have you go ahead and lie on your backs and take a moment to observe how you're lying on your back today. Bring some awareness and attention up to your head and noticing how your head is lying on the floor, and then how your neck and your shoulders, your mid-back and your lower back. And then how your pelvis is resting on the floor. And then lastly, noticing how your legs are lying on the floor. And then also take a moment to notice your breath and your breathing, the four parts of your breath, your inhalation, the pause, your exhalation, and the pause. Notice if you're feeling, sensing your breath just on your front side, or do you feel anything on the back side, in your lower back or the upper back? And again, it's just checking in right now, noticing how you are before we start the lesson. And now bend your knees, and first you'll bring them to standing, and then actually bring them up to the ceiling. And you can spread them kind of wide apart, the knees bent, so have them soft and comfortable. That's it. So feet up towards the ceiling. And begin to do a movement of starting to swing your legs, so you can swing them above your head, and then swing them as if you were going to come to sit up. So think about swinging the legs. That's it. And how would you come up to sitting and have your legs straight out in front of you? That's it. And feel when your legs go over your head, your pelvis. That's it, you guys. Your pelvis really needs to lift. That's it. And then how could you come all the way up to sitting? If you really swung them hard, you just, that's it. And then go back again. So just do that a few times. That's it. Just rolling through your mid-back. Okay, good. And rest. And now roll to your side and come up to sitting and have your legs long out in front of you spread apart. Again, your knees can be slightly bent just that it's comfortable, but really have the legs wide, yeah, and the knees slightly bent. And leaning on your hands back by your pelvis with your fingers forward, start to lean back as if you were going to lower yourself back onto your back and let your legs come up. And then go back to sitting. So only just do a small amount. Yeah, that's it, Kathy. So you go back. There's a place where you can balance on your pelvis, and then you come back. So you really have to, this lesson is about once again really folding in the ribs and the chest, really moving that part back. That's it, Jolie, to lift the legs. That's it, Kathy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the hip flexors let go when the back, that's it. Okay, and then rest on your back. So yeah, it's, you know, we're going to revisit this because especially I've got a series going here that I put together since we're heading into ski season because we often get back into the hip flexors. So now this time, bend your right leg. So you continue lying on your back. That's it. And now your left leg, you're going to bring up towards the ceiling. And now from this position, you're going to swing your left leg. Think of swinging it over you, and it's going to bring the right knee with it in a way. The right foot will come off the floor, but it stays bent.
Go on this way.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to swing back, and then you're going to swing up to sitting. But you always keep the right, that's it, the right leg bent. Kathy's got all this down.
Try to be a good listener.
You are.
It's not my forte. That's why I have to work at it.
That's it. There you go. So just see what it's like with just using the one leg long. There you go. And now when you're on your back, pause for a moment. So we're going to switch the legs. So that's it. So you're going to bend your left knee and have your right leg towards the ceiling, and you swing them over your head, and then you swing back up. And the other thing to begin to start paying attention to is what's happening throughout your back and your spine. So if you can really get the ribs to move backwards and you're really rounding your spine, it's really a very smooth movement. It shouldn't be clunky or jaggedy or rough. So especially the transition through the pelvis into the lower ribs, right? You want that as smooth as possible, but that's what part of the lesson's about. That's it. Good. Okay, and rest again on your back. So bend your right knee, bring your right foot to standing. Now you're going to bring the left leg up towards the ceiling. That's it. And with your left hand, you're going to come along the inside to get a hold of your left foot. So the inside, that's it. It's going to feel a little funny. And in this position, begin to bend your left knee to the outside of your left elbow. And then you start to straighten your left heel up towards the ceiling. That's it. So, Jolie, let this come to the outside, just of the arm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when you bend it down, there, and then straighten. And think of pushing your heel up towards the ceiling. So as you do so, both your left arm and your left leg lengthen. And at the same time, you should feel that your back almost pushes more back into the floor. Does that make sense? And now with your right hand, go ahead and put your right hand underneath your head. We'll add this in. So your right elbow should be pointed towards the ceiling. Make sure, that's it. You're creating a hammock. And now as you push your heel, your left heel up, at the same time lift your head, and now really feel the the lower part of the ribs and back press into the floor. That's it, Julie. Just go a little slower. And really press. That's it. And that area in between the shoulder blades, all that widens and in a sense is going backwards as your heel, your left heel and your head come towards the ceiling. And even your left arm. So you should feel how the whole left arm straightens. Really good. Make sure that you're breathing. So you should be doing this as you exhale. Good. Pause and let it go and rest. And now this time, bend your left knee, bring your left foot to standing, and bring, so your left foot is standing, and then your right leg comes to the ceiling. So Kathy, change over your legs, there you go. And then with your right hand, come along the inside of your right foot, that's it. And so your knee will bend to the outside of your right arm. And then you think of pushing, lengthening, your right heel up towards the ceiling, lengthening your right arm. And at the same time, you feel how your ribs move back. They bow back. That's it. And again, start with this movement, really observing your breathing. And I'd recommend that you do the pushing the heel up as you exhale. Good. And then bring your hand underneath your head. And now as you continue to think of lengthening the right leg, pressing your right heel up to the ceiling, you lift your head at the same time. So you're really folding and your ribs are really pressing back into the floor. You're widening the shoulder blade area. Good, and rest on your back. And now this time, bring both of your legs bent up over your chest and with both hands from, again, the inside. So your hands are on the inside. Get a hold of the soles of the feet. That's it. Perfect. And you're going to start to lengthen both heels now up towards the ceiling. And in a way, they start to go over the top of your head a little bit, too. So as you're lengthening the heels, you feel how the butt and the pelvis lift away from the floor. That's it. So you just gently lift and lower, feeling the length that starts to happen with each leg down into your pelvis, your buttocks, the lengthening of your arms and your shoulder blades. Good. And then let that go and rest on your back again. And now roll to your side, come up to sitting, and you're going to sit with your left leg standing. So your left knee is bent standing, your right leg is long. You're going to lean on your left hand behind you, fingers forward. Lower your head and turn it comfortably to look to the left. And then you're going to wrap your right arm around your head. That's it, holding your left ear. Perfect. Good. And then in this position, you start to lean forward to direct your right elbow down towards your right knee. Nope, right. Your left hand's behind you. Yep, drop your head. There you go. So your right elbow goes down to the long leg. Yeah, because we're working with the long leg. Gently bend forward and come up. And again, feel this idea that you're rounding. The ribs move backwards as you fold forward.
That's really amazing. Thank you for reminding me to do that.
To let the ribs go back? Yeah.
Well, you'd think that would be counterproductive to moving forward, but it makes it easier.
Mm-hmm. And this is what's important, cycling.
Ah.
It's huge in cycling, which most people don't do. They're stuck. They're just dropped in the chest, but they're stuck with the ribs. They're not good. That's it. Now, what if you were to lift the right leg a little bit as you fold forward? First, fold forward with the right elbow. Go. Let's say you go almost as far as you can. So keep doing the same movement, and then lift the right leg. There. Good. Just try that a couple times. So come all the way forward, and then how can you lift the leg? There you go. That's it, Kathy. Good. Now the next time, let's try it this way so that you lean back on your left hand. So you might want to move it back a little bit more. And keep your face turned. Everything stays the same. But as you lean back even more, let the leaning back lift your right leg and bring it up to touch the right elbow. So now you lean backwards. That's it, Julie. So this is what's a little harder for you. You do more, it's easier for you to go forward. But see if you can let yourself soften in between the shoulder blades even more and lean back. Maybe even come onto your forearm. So everybody go down onto your forearm, but really round your back. Let it sink, and then lift your right leg. That's it, to your right elbow. Now, how come that's so easy?
Mm.
Right? Isn't that the easiest of the three?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everybody's now touching their knee to their elbow. So feel what you do right now. When you lean on the forearm, you're really allowing the ribs to move back. They sink back. And then that gives the hip flexor freedom to lift the leg. Okay, so now let's translate that into coming back onto the hand. Keep your left knee standing. There you go. Drop your head and then just slightly turn it to the left. The right arm is wrapped around. And now lift the head, lift the right leg, leaning on your, that's it. That's better. That's it. Now this next time, with your right arm wrapped around your head, take the right elbow all the way down to the right knee. So the leg stays down on the floor. That's it, Julie. Feel how easy that is now. Right? How come that's so easy now? Right? Now you all can touch your elbow to your knee. So why is that? Very good. Isn't that nice?
Crazy.
I know, but it's crazy because it's like there's no stretching involved.
Yeah.
I know.
Because
you're moving the ribs back and you're also moving within the pelvis. Okay, rest. Yeah. I know, I have one client right now that I so wish I had videotaped the start of working with him. Because he's like the best example I've ever had in all my years of a person that has done so much high levels of contracting muscles and how much that intense work. Basically, he was so incapable of functioning. He almost lost the ability to walk. And so the more he lets things go, the muscles let go, the clearer the skeleton and the ability to walk is becoming.
Is that from weight training? How did he get spoken?
That and actually his work.
Oh.
He's a jeweler.
Oh.
And believe it or not, it really stems from how he has sat on his stool, a high stool, and having his legs pulled up and in this like suspended, you know, like a bar stool, and having the legs up and contracted all in the hip joints for years. Yeah. So we reorganized his whole sitting and stuff. But anyways, it's like the more that you learn to let go, the more function you get back. Let go of those muscles. Okay, so this time we're going to bend your right knee, bring your right foot to standing. The left stays long, right? And then you come up to sitting, and you'll lean on your right hand. So yeah, you're in sitting, and so your right knee is bent. Lean on your right hand. Your left leg is long. And then you just drop your chin down, and then carefully, just a little bit, turn your face to the right. And then you're going to wrap the left arm over the top and get a hold of your right ear. And then you're going to start to fold yourself down so that the left elbow comes down towards your left knee. And even though you know where this is going, just observe where you're at on this side. You know, and really thinking about how can your ribs move backwards as you're still bending forwards. Really nice. Good. Now this next time, leaning on your right hand, start to lean back a little bit more so that you can just lift the left leg. Everything else stays the same, but how can you lift the left leg? Good. As if it might touch the left elbow. Good. And then go ahead and lean all the way back onto your right forearm. And first, before you even lift the left leg, I mean, just really feel how that promotes the ribs. Just, it's like a hammock. You start to kind of become a hammock with your spine and ribs. And then go ahead and lift the left leg and just feel how light and easy the left leg becomes. And see if you can bring the left knee all the way to touch the left elbow. Do you feel that, Kathy? Do you feel that moment to where this goes back even further, those ribs? Yeah. Good. And then maybe come back up to being on your hand and see if you can kind of create that same hammocky feeling, but being on your hand so that, yeah, and don't overturn your head. So just carefully drop it, Jolie, and then slightly turn it. There, that's enough, yeah. Good. And then lean on your hand and now lift the left leg and bring the left leg and the left elbow together. Good. And yes, you can definitely bend the left knee. It doesn't have to stay straight. Good. And then go back to the first movement where you kept the left leg down on the ground. And now you start to take yourself forward. So you bring the left elbow down to the left knee. And again, it's fine if the left knee bends. Good. Okay, and rest on your back. Okay, and roll to your side, come up to sitting. Have your legs long out in front of you. Spread wide apart, lean on both hands behind you to the side. And then in this position, begin to do a movement. We've done this before in other lessons, of this idea again of starting to round backwards, really taking your ribs back, lowering your head, softening your chest as your shoulder blades widen. And so you bring more weight onto your hands behind you as you do so. Legs apart, right? We've had legs apart the whole lesson so that the knees can bend. That's it. And then bringing yourself up to sit erect. So pushing the belly out first, that's it. And the pelvis. So what I'd like you to really experience is go back to the rounding and think about the lower ribs and your pelvis dictating the movement. So when you're all the way back there, the first thing that happens is the lower ribs push forward and then the pelvis. And then you get the ribs higher up to come forward and you actually feel the shoulder blades go behind you. But I want you to feel it all initiated here. So when you round back, that's it, Kathy. And just feel how the legs are pulled and the knees may want to bend a little bit when you round back into the hammocky. And then when you come forward, push the ribs. So I actually want the ribs ahead of the pelvis. So I'll come help you. There's a transition. So go back. So right, stop right there, Jolie. And now push those ribs first forward. The ribs, the lower ribs. Right there. That's it. And then the belly comes forward and then the pelvis. There you go.
I got that belly part.
Yeah. And then the hands get really, really light. Yeah. So you're good there. And here, rest, put your hands down there so you have support.
Because I was trying to feel where the ribs
and
were.
Yeah, the ribs are right here. So let this part right here come forward first. Push that belly out. There, even more here. So that you're doing there. Go back because I really want you to get it here. Push this out first. Better. That, no, now you're
That's
leaning there.
A lot
there.
Of back work, isn't it?
Push here.
Isn't it a lot of work?
No,
here?
It's just, it's contradicting all the holding that you've done. You know, this is from all the people that have done all this holding the abs in. So push out here first. There. You just did it. That's
I can do that.
That's what I want you to do. And then let that pull you up.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
do
not
that.
My ribs. That's my that, gut.
Your ribs are part of your... There. That's what pulls you up. Look how light that is.
Oh, okay.
This is your ribs.
It is?
But everybody has spent all this focus on their abdomen, their belly, and sucking in and holding it in. No, really, I mean, like, my father's desperately struggling with this. I mean, we've spent now 2 months trying to teach him how to do this one movement. but he has spent so much time pulling this in and holding this in, which doesn't serve anyone. There. So push it out. That's it. There. So you get really light on your hands, right? To the point you don't need your hands. That's it. So yeah, really push it out.
Simple, but I just don't think of that as being my ribs. Mm-hmm.
Right, but again, we don't talk about the ribs. Everybody talks about their belly.
Yeah.
But you know what looks worse? So you're all sitting up, right? This is like, if you tuck this under, you have no option but to collapse this. So does this look really good? Is this very functional? Right? Right? This is what people are doing. So, well, because what they're doing is they're tucking the pelvis instead of just contracting the abdominals. So you contract the abdominals and you do not move your pelvis at all. And I'll show you how to do it later when we finish. Okay. This? This actually tucks you're not supposed to have a straight spine. We're supposed to have a natural curve. So this puts tremendous pressure on the discs.
Just like the runway models walk like that. Yeah.
Wish I had my daughter. She's got all these these things. Okay, try it a couple more times. Fingers forward. Yep. That's it, Jolie. And then push. That's it, Kathy. And just, so I want this to be the leader. If I was to attach a fishing hook to your belly, that, and just feel how light you get in the upper body.
That's super easy.
That's where your power is. That's it. Good. Okay, now let's bend the right knee, bring the right foot to standing, and let's continue to do the same thing. That's it. Now I want you to see if you start to feel, because I see it with all of you, which is great. When you're rounding back now, you feel how your left leg almost sucks into the hip joint now. It actually pulls back. And then when you come forward, the left leg gets long. And think of it from the heel, not the toes, but that heel, right? Because we did that heel up towards the ceiling. So as the belly comes forward, you get length. That's it, Julie. Come even more forward so you get off your hands. That's it. So you can place your right foot out to the side more. Yeah. That's right. You got to create room for the belly. So you guys feel that? How it sucks back your leg and then good. Okay. And now let's change the leg. So let's bring the left leg to standing, the right leg a little out to the side. Yeah. And then round back. And so as the ribs go back, it pulls the leg in. And then as you push the belly out, the heel, but now think not toes, think heel, because this will be huge for your hamstrings to get length through the heel. We all want to do it on the front side, the quads, the toes. That's it. So as your belly and ribs come forward, your heel lengthens on the right leg. It gets long. And your shoulder blades just effortlessly come behind you. You really don't even need the hands then to sit up. Great. Okay, and rest on your backs again. Yeah, so Kathy, bring your legs, your feet up a little more to standing. So it's the same movement as now tilting your belly forward and pushing it out. Not, yeah.
What is
critical.
I'm confused. What do you want?
Push your belly out into my hand and make a huge arch in your lower back. That's it. That is what everybody's missing. Everybody spent so much time sucking this in like this instead of that. Yeah. Okay, and roll to your side and come up to sitting again. Sit with the soles of your feet together this time. That's it. And you're going to place your hands interlaced behind your head. And now in this position, and you might want to have the soles of your feet a little bit away from you. So again, you're sitting now in a position with the soles of the feet together, but not too close into your crotch. interlace your hands behind your head and fold the elbows forward and start to fold forward. So as you take yourself forward, you have a sense that the ribs are still moving behind you. Those lower ribs where the belly is. That's it. So your elbows come really close to your shins or your feet or somewhere like that. So it's that same feeling. That's it, Jolie. That your pelvis even rolls back a little bit. And then once you do that, you carry yourself forward. So then you bend over the hip joints. Really, really, that's beautiful, Jolie. So as you continue that, we'll take it to a next step that as you start to come up, bring the belly forward and lift the elbows and your chin all the way to the ceiling. So keep your hands behind your head, Jolie, yeah. And keep your elbows folded in, but just that's it, lift them up. Because if the elbows stay folded in, you'll feel the ribs lift up. So Kathy, fold your elbows. There, keep them folded the whole time. And then fold over. Beautiful. And then, I don't know, I kind of think of scooping, but then you like scoop the elbows up and away from you and lift the chest and feel the belly comes forward and you get an arch in your back. And then you fold back down. And when you fold back down, you feel those lower ribs move behind you. And then, Jolie, take the elbows forward to touch the feet. There, you can get to the feet now, easily. And then scoop up. Now, go back down. Now, everybody get down to your feet. Everybody hover there for a second. Okay, I want you to think of scoop. So I want your elbows to come away from you, forward in front of the feet, to lift up. And get a big arch and push your belly out. That's it, an arch, yeah. Get that scoop. So go back down again. We'll try that again. So that's it, Julie, and then go forward. So once you're there, Jolie, now take the elbows forward. And now wait, before you lift, as the elbows go forward, everybody, your belly comes forward. That's the idea. Imagine as, again, if you had a hook attached again to those ribs. So the moment the elbows, Kathy, come forward, that belly sticks out. That's it. And then go all the way up to the ceiling. Yeah. And then just notice as you do this just once or twice more, just how comfortable it is. None of your legs aren't moving that much, right? The knees don't have to lift and adjust. Really good. Okay. That's it. Okay. And then lie on your back and rest.
Compression fracture in the middle of my back when I was in my 20s, and it's, you know, once it healed, I never had any pain, but all this stuff with the ribs is making me realize how much I have just locked that.
You locked it. That has been the source of all your stuff.
I get to a certain spot and I'm like, oh.
Fabulous.
I feel that old.
Yeah. Well, and what you're doing is you're starting, just that awareness alone is opening the concept that movement can start to occur there again, which is beautiful.
But I never knew I didn't have movement there.
Well, no? That's often the case for all of us, right?
Wow.
Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
You can live a whole life without your whole spine moving.
But that awareness is so exciting for you. And to be able to like hone into that and go, oh my gosh, there's that spot, that
more often that people don't move their whole spine?
Oh, absolutely. And most people have no idea what they're doing. So if you don't know these things, nothing can change. I mean, that's why this work is called Awareness Through Movement. Because as you are moving slowly through the directions I give you, your awareness is taking you to discovering things that you didn't know before, right? Mm-hmm. That's really exciting. And as I've said before, is that once you have that moment of awareness, already something starts to change. Okay, so let's go back to the first movement we did, which was to bring your legs up towards the ceiling. So both legs, and they're kind of widespread apart, knees a little bit bent, just so that it's comfortable. And start to swing the legs over the top of your head. And let's just see, we're just going to do that direction right now, but let's just see, right, your whole butt comes off the floor now. And just see if you can even touch the floor up there. So you can spread your legs as wide as you need to. That's it. And for some of you, this is familiar, like this is a plow, part of plow, I think, with yoga, right? So, but just feel, it's not even just about the pelvis coming into the air, it's those ribs have to go back again, right? That's it. So, and the next time you're over there, see if you can stay over there. If you feel like you need to put your hands on your hips to hold your pelvis up, you can. So go ahead, Jolie, if you feel like you need your hands here. There you go. And now let your knees softly bend, and they're by your ears. So see if you can now lower your right knee to touch the floor by your right ear. So the pelvis shifts, and then you come back to the center, and then lower the left knee. So not so much the foot, but let's see if you can lower.
Oh.
So it means you go. There you go. I won't take you too far. I won't scare you too much, but then you let this, not. Don't think foot, think okay. Knee. There you go, there.
Okay.
And now you can do it.
Uh-huh.
And see, that let the foot go. Let those toes relax. There you go. See, that knee can touch there. And then come over here, let that foot.
She's coming over to do it to you.
Kathy can do it, right? Yeah, you can do it, you can, there. Yeah. So you just go side to side. It's like this huge, incredible experience to have your knees so close to your shoulders, right? Who would think that your knees could actually touch your shoulders? So this is all that rounding in that mid-back, Jolie. People think it's about their neck, but it's not. You don't want to put the pressure on the neck. It's about the back. Good. Okay, slowly come out of that and rest. So, I mean, in some ways, this would be a lesson that people that can't do that posture, you could see how you could eventually teach somebody that they could go to a plow position without using their neck to learn how to do it in their back. And once again, bend your knees, bring them up over your chest and into the air again, and spread them wide. And then this time, so just not quite that far, Julie, I know that's easy now, but this time you're going to swing them back and then swing yourself all the way up to sitting. Okay, that's it. And spread your legs wide and see if you can push the belly out and get erect, and then roll back down and swing the legs over and touch the floor with the toes, and then feel that transition as the heels touch, the moment your heels touch, belly forward, lower ribs forward. You don't even need the hands. And now round back again, flip the legs over, touch the floor, come forward again, push that belly out, that's it. Do that just a couple more times. Just have fun with it. It's pretty fun, huh? Look at how easy it is to come up to sitting. So as soon as the legs touch, that's it, Kathy, but not leaning forward here. You want those that belly out. That's it. Really stick the belly out. Because when the belly comes out, right, what does it do to the chest? It lifts the chest and the shoulders come back. That's where you get good posture from. There. Now the next time you come up, stay there. I just want you to feel that sitting. how easy it is for you to sit erect with your legs spread apart like this. Like, you'd never figure that you could do that. And you should feel your sit bones, like, kind of behind you back here, right? Got that? Right? But, like, most of the time, if you were to sit like this, you'd be waiting on your hands and slouch. It's easy, right? Okay. Go back and do it a couple more times. Just have fun with it a couple times and then rest on your back. It's all about fun. That's it. And you can even think of, as the belly comes forward, again, the heels lengthen away from you. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Nice. So yeah, I mean, just kind of really take in sitting like that. You know, so just how easy it is, how comfortable. There's an ease about it now. Because you're not so tight in the hips. Okay, and rest on your back. So we'll do one last thing that I just, back to the belly thing. Just for you today, Kathy. So go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And once your feet are standing, find neutral for your pelvis. And so what that means is, what neutral is that you should have a small arch in your back. So if you're pulling your belly in and you're flattening your lower back, so in a way do it the wrong way, that's not good. And I'm telling you, my father's era comes from so many people telling him to do that. He cannot lie on his back without automatically going there. And I've been trying to teach him. So now create the neutral place so that you tilt the pelvis slightly forward and you get a little bit of an arch. Everybody got it? Okay, yeah? Now, keeping that, you're not allowed to change that. So that means your pelvis doesn't move at all. Interlace your hands and place them underneath your head. And now lift your entire head and shoulder girdle area. So everything, that's it, your shoulders come up. And you're going to tighten your abs, but you do not get to tilt your pelvis. You keep the arch there. This is the correct way to do your abs. And you will feel it all in your abs. In fact, you'll feel it all the way up to the sternum. Right, so make sure you stay here. Nope.
Not tilting?
Yep.
Huh. Okay.
Yep, right there at the end. See, you want to tilt. You feel it? Right there. So to keep this here, those are those hip flexors.
Mm-hmm.
There. See, now you're learning to let it go. That's it. Okay. Not allowed to do that. And so now you really feel here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel the difference?
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize I was tilting.
Yeah. Yeah. So if I don't help you, so what I do is I really have to think here.
Okay.
And then lift. Stop right there. Okay. And then lower. Don't go further than that so that you don't contract this. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Julie, do you have it? Yeah, at the very end it starts to tuck in, so go stop there and then go back and stop there. So you should really feel all of this. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you see if my pelvis
is down? Oh, yes. How would I even think of leaving you out today? So first of all, tilt this. There. That's your starting place.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now lift, but you can't. So you see how much you want to push into my hands? Those are your hip flexors. Feel down here and feel. The moment you lift your head, you engage your hip flexors.
I'm just
doing it again. Push your belly out.
But what am I using? Just here?
Mm-mm. No. Do you feel that? I want you to feel what you do here.
I'm sure I do. I'm trying to figure out what not.
So I want you to push this out. And just lift, and you'll feel these engage. You don't have to engage the muscles. See, this is the irony. You don't have to tell the abs to do anything. They will do it if you just let them do their job. But we interfere.
So you got to push your belly out and keep this. And
any better? No.
Well, you're learning, but you should feel it all up here. It's actually, you start to work really hard up here. Yeah, because you're so used to doing it in your hip flexors.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
See how you tuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
okay.
Just.
Okay, this has got to stay there.
So that's it, and then just barely lift. Smaller lift. That's better. That was better. There.
Yeah, maybe I better not try to go so far.
Exactly. Right. There. Better. That's the better idea. Better. So do you feel all this engage immediately?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I
so
just really.
Start. Yeah, that's all I want you to do, because even at that point, you're still, the hip flexors still.
I know.
And so this is what we've all taught ourselves to do. We've all done the tucking, which engages the hip flexor.
Well, but we've spent so much time skiing and biking and tightening those things that why shouldn't they do all that?
Gosh darn it anyways! There, you're getting it. There, you're getting it. That's better. So just do a small lift. And then you'll have a six-pack, like me. And it's not, and everybody, see, that's why people don't have it, because they're doing it the wrong way.
Maybe that's it. You have to be in your 60s to have a six-pack.
No, it's just if you know what you're doing and you're doing it right. So I'm glad we went over this. I think it's something the next class. You got it?
I think so.
Oh. Excellent. Good. Yes, yeah, so just that, and the more, yeah, that's too far, because
okay.
You can feel. Can you feel
okay.
when they tighten?
Yeah.
So the moment that happens, you've gone too far. There.
Okay.
Huh. I think it helps to bring your heels closer to the thigh.
Yeah.
Tilted.
Well, don't let that, yeah.
Keep it in neutral.
There you go.
So can we kind of try to think about this just being in our upper body, like lifting, you know, using muscles
yep.
in your upper body and trying not to stabilize with your lower body?
Sure.
That's what it feels like
yep.
your body wants to do, stay
yep.
outside.
Okay, let that go.
It feels like some business thing. In order to lift one way, you've got to push down on the
yep.
other way.
I think what's so important about this is that most people don't realize, so just take a good long rest here, is that they've been using their hip flexors the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just use one hip flexor for everything I do in life.
Yeah, instead of, you know, so this is why, you know, when we're that tucking of the pelvis.
Is your psoas is parallel to the hip flexor, but
it is.
Your psoas goes all the way
all
up.
The way up underneath your rib cage.
Yeah.
And it attaches to the front side of your spine.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so just really rest. And if you want to do maybe one more swing over with the legs before you then transition into coming up to sitting and standing, you can do that. Just to feel that again, that go from something that was just hard for a moment there to something easy again. Right? We like easy. That's it. So that's another way to come up to sitting. That's it, Julie. And then you just roll to your side and come up. And then once you're up, really notice and feel what it's like now in standing. Huge difference with how you feel in your hip joints and your legs.
I wanted to tell you what I did in the last week running. So we were talking about steady using the hip flexor when you raise your leg running to let your... To
right.
do that
the pendulum.
Mm-hmm. Pendulum thing. So I was really working on that, and my hip flexors did not ache the way they did after a long run before.
Awesome.
But every step I was having to go rock. You know, I was trying
awesome.
To just, I
right.
just saying it
instead
to
of this being frozen, it's
right.
the same thing, just lifting
right.
and lifting. Yeah, it's coming from this
yeah.
same place.
And if you push off,
it gives you momentum.
Momentum.
Which is what we
rock.
Just did in here.
Yeah.
So, great. Okay, how are we feeling? Okay, how are we feeling? Okay, how are we feeling? Okay, how are we feeling?